Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh yeah, here we are. It is Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy.
Hey.
Which makes it great. And we've got our time check, which is pretty great. It is 7:06. Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, the biggest story is another attempt on former President Trump, this time a golf course in South Florida. Guy with an AK, a muzzle sticking out from the fence line. Secret Service agent who was a hole ahead of former President Trump, saw that, and they opened fire to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Guy dropped the stuff and ran away. And it appears that his name is Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58. He's in custody. According to some sources, says he's a pro-Ukraine activist. He's 58 years old.
Hmm.
58 years old.
Supposed to be a Biden-Harris sticker on his truck back in Hawaii as well.
Right.
So, I don't know.
So, he had one of those GoPro cameras, backpack, rifle. He left those behind, ran away, got into a vehicle, and apparently it was a citizen who got a description of the vehicle in the tag.
Took his picture and everything. I think that was awesome.
That really is.
Talk about being attentive.
Yes.
Because people are all in their own world these days, you know? Nobody notices anything going on around them.
Yeah, or none of my business or whatever. Yep. No, that is good. Oh, and then the other thing is over the weekend, unbeknownst to each other, Greg and I both went and saw the Reagan movie.
Loved it.
Yeah, I went there Saturday. You went Friday.
Yeah.
I went Saturday.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. You know, there's a good amount of people who didn't know this movie was out.
Yeah.
And it's not like you've got, unknown actors in it.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Dennis Quaid playing the lead, playing Ronald Reagan. And I have to say, he did a phenomenal job, I think.
Yes, I agree.
And that is an iconic figure. And it's hard, like, you want to mimic as much as you can without making it, like, too obvious. I thought he did a great job, really.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of them did. And you were talking about the people in it. I mean, Dennis Quaid, Penelope Ann Miller.
John Voight.
And who? There were a couple of little cameos, but they were hidden as other characters. One, did you catch the Sinatra one immediately, or did you know?
Nope. I saw Scott Stapp from the from Creed.
Yes.
I just recognized his name, and they said Sinatra, and I go, oh, because I was wondering. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty good voice there. I should know that person.
Yes, and I did recognize Pat Boone.
Yeah, you got that one.
as the minister. He's only on for about 5 minutes, and Pat's like 90. He's getting up there, but yeah, an amazing lineup. John Voight, of course, staunch conservative. He's out there just always rooting, Trump. So. Good movie, though.
It reminds you, if you're old enough, of the days, even though I was, coming out of high school, 1980, that I remember saying it. Ronald Reagan made it cool to talk about God and country and to be proud of God and country and not to be afraid in any way.
And I was kind of describing it to someone. I said, Ronald Reagan coming out when he did, and Rush Limbaugh, with the impact that he had over the years after that, that taught a whole generation about true conservatism and what it really means and why it's right.
Wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I didn't think about it in that tandem, but it makes perfect sense now that you say that. Yeah.
But no, it was a great movie. And again, for those of us who lived through it, probably means a lot more. You're seeing everything from, you know, Margaret Thatcher and just so the assassination attempt, since that's the topic this morning. So many things.
Yeah, the Margaret Thatcher, they didn't go too deep in it.
No, they didn't.
And that's
Gorbachev,
fine.
You know,
but the wall, I mean, there's a couple of places in there where you might just start tearing up a little bit.
I was going to say there must have been something in the theater, in the air conditioning system, that was affecting my eyes on more than one occasion. I'll put it down.
No, I think capable of showing some emotion, Greg.
Having lived through that era, it was very emotional. I mean, I was exhausted when the movie was over. I really was, just emotionally. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm a big softy in that kind of stuff.
Well, I am too. And I told myself, oh no, you're not gonna. Nope.
I'm not crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Had to pinch myself a couple times. True Blood. But other than that,
But go see. Again, it's not everywhere, but it's worth looking up and going and seeing. So
it's just a reminder, in many ways, of really how far away from center that we have gotten. That's the whole thing is, you know, you believe in, you know, God and smaller taxes and defeating communism and all that.
Yeah.
You know, that would be, that's being an American.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a right-wing radical nutbag.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wow, the whole gauge got moved. But anyway, yes, I give it high marks. Greg gives it high marks.
Absolutely.
If you get a chance, you definitely want to see it. It probably would be something that, you know, if you have younger friends or whatever, or kids,
you might
want to take them.
Other person that was in it, and I'm surprised you didn't harass me for it because he's one of my favorite actors, Kevin Sorbo.
Plays
the pastor.
Yeah.
That was baptizing him. So that was another. Again, it was. It's like I'm trying to think of what conservative actor was not in this movie. I mean, they found a place for so many of them, and I thought that was that was just awesome. So that was pretty cool.
The Jackson 5,
Tito
was one of the, you know, the family members who was instrumental, pun intended.
See what you did there.
Part of the group. Tito Jackson has passed away of at least an apparent heart attack, is what they're reporting now. And he was 70 years old. I mean, can you imagine the success they saw early on? Then all of a sudden, he's making all these royalties and this money from this vodka. And I'm like, wow.
I think you might have dipped into it for breakfast this morning, Bob. But I knew you were going to think of it.
You did?
Absolutely.
Because you know that's like my humor.
Yes.
By the way, he has nothing to do with that Tito's.
Absolutely
vodka.
Nothing, no.
But his name is Tito, and you got to find something.
Yeah.
Something to match it up with.
Find what you got.
So anyway, 70.
That's not old.
No.
Says us, getting older.
It is, you know, how your point of view changes depending on what point in that view you're at in your life.
It's the years before you versus the ones behind you, as the meme goes.
All right. So, again, top story, absolutely. Another assassination attempt against former President Trump. Golf course, South Florida, captured a guy, 58 years old, Ryan Wesley Ruth. And he appears to have the lefty mentality. Sticker on his car in Hawaii, traveled to Ukraine, very pro-Ukraine. They talked to his son, though, and he said, oh, yeah, my dad's not violent. Well, he
not anymore.
He was stopped from being violent. Thank goodness.
Funny little thing. Both attempted assassins had donated a small amount of money to Act Blue. That was that Democrat site that basically distributes funds to Democrat politicians.
And it is interesting that, there is a lot of mechanisms in which you can make donations.
Yeah.
And it is interesting that they both found that particular site.
And for this guy, I think it was $100. And for the other one, I think it was 25 or 50, you know, that the kid did. So that just a little quirky side note.
As we lick our wounds with another Gator loss, this time to Texas A&M, 33-20. What's going to happen with the program, the coach? Because the The crowd is getting a little bit louder and louder. In fact, the crowd kind of let Coach Napier hear it at halftime. Because they were down 20 to nothing at that point. And so we'll see what happens there. I think I told you that, you know, two words come to mind. One's Lane. The other one is Kiffin. Just telling you, rumor swirling. Yeah, I make up rumors, but I didn't make this one up.
But not this one, no.
No, not this time. Bucks beat the Lions 2016. Pretty good game. Oh, the Jags, they lost to Cleveland 18-13. The Dolphins lost 31-10. They're going to have, a long, tough season when we had higher hopes for them. All right, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest is coming up next. You can start calling in right now at 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday. Let's make it awesome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Real quick, too. Number one, this current Trump potential assassin. This and the previous one both seem to be in BlackRock commercials. So there's got to be a link there. Number two, Kamala Harris's brother-in-law, Tony West, he is dirty with part of the lawsuit settlement with Volkswagen. He put in that settlement that they had to contribute to the current White House's electric vehicle push. So he's really dirty, and he wants to be in the new administration with Harris. Just thought everybody should know. Have a great day, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The number of Kamala Harris commercials via the NFL. NFL pumping money into the Democratic Party. And if equity was a true notion, Donald Trump would have the same amount of commercials. God bless America.
Well, no, they purchased those commercials. So it's not the NFL. I mean, they're allowing him to buy commercial inventory. But no, that's coming out of their, you know, they're war chest or whatever, and they're paying for those commercials. You can't, if the NFL censored and said Trump can't advertise, then you'd have an issue.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is anytime I click among YouTube in my normal watching of various videos, I see Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Kamala Harris begging for money, and it's just so pathetic and pitiful just to see them begging for money. How about Nancy Pelosi just open her wallet and give half her net worth to the Democratic Party platform? I mean, what the heck? All right, thanks, guys.
Next crazy thought, you'll be like, hey, maybe they can contribute to, you know, the tax base since they so believe in higher taxes. But
Oh, yeah,
that ain't never going to happen.
That's not happening.
877-975-9825. Call in now. There's actually a couple of open lines, which is rare. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I'm glad you guys got to see the Reagan movie, and my neighbor's going to be happy to hear that you guys really enjoyed it. So,
What role did he play?
He was only a little cameo in it, and he played... He was involved in the production of the movie, first of all, but he had a song in the movie that he wrote, and he played the part of Reagan's debate guy, the guy that was helping him get ready for the debate with Mondale.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy at the podium, the other podium, and he didn't have a speaking part, but that's what he played. Oh, but cool. Anyway, fun. What's bugging me is... that I called you a couple weeks ago about the first shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania, that tried to assassinate Trump,
mm-hmm.
and said that we aren't hearing anything about him. And I said, if that had been a Democrat, that's all you'd be still here. They have interviews with neighbors and everybody else constantly trying to let us know who he was and but this Crooks guy. From what I understand, the government took his body. I haven't heard anyone talking about it, and cremated him right away. And he had three accounts overseas that were encrypted,
right.
Message accounts in other countries. And now we got another guy 2 months later trying to kill him. And, are we going to find anything else about this? The guy was anti-Ukraine. Trump wants to stop the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me how they're covering up that first assassination attempt, and now we've already got another one. They're trying to take Trump out before the election. They're going to stop at nothing before they, to try to do it.
I mean, look, just out of like embarrassment, you would think that the Secret Service would like, hey, we're going to double up, we're going to triple up. I mean, this guy obviously is a target. It obviously wasn't a one-off. Now, you would think that after that disaster in Butler, Pennsylvania, just out of sheer, embarrassment, they would cover their bases and then some when it comes to Trump. But that doesn't appear to be the case. And I'm with you. We didn't know very much about this guy Crooks. What about those overseas connections? Anybody bother to look any deeper into them? And you get rid of the body right away, and you're right. Like washing down the roof within, 24 hours?
Oh,
I think
it was
something crazy.
It was
like
crazy,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so concerned about the roof now.
Yeah.
What the heck? Nobody wanted to get on the roof. We weren't even asking you to hose it down at that point. Just stand on the roof. But nobody could get that done. Yeah, it is. It's hard to have confidence. Yeah. Hard to have confidence. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. The language of vitriol that's often placed upon that mantle that's placed upon Donald Trump is really the left. I mean, Donald Trump said it best at the debate. He said all of that violent language is animating people to have actions against him. And I think it's despicable. And they don't take ownership of their actions. And the media doesn't hold the left to account. And that's what's really troubling me.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to change. I mean, it's absolutely correct. And the Democrats have taken a playbook literally out of the Karl Marx playbook is you call your enemy what you are. You say your enemy's doing things that you are actually doing. That's from Karl Marx. And so, that's why Kamala knew when Trump referred to her as a Marxist and her father.
Oh, man.
She could try to deny it, but she didn't.
Just kind of laughed, raised her arms like, oh, that's so silly. But he really did write the book, people. Come on. Literally, not a phrase.
Call me crazy, but I would like a president that I think actually loves America.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I do.
That's radical.
I know. These days, it actually is, I guess.
It is.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we are going to have our friend Nanette Holt from Epoch Times joining us, and she might have some brand new information that others don't have or they're not sharing yet about the shooter. Details on the way in about 35 minutes. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:34, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You've got your top story, the attempt on former President Trump on a golf course in South Florida over the weekend. We're going to dig a little further into that. Gators lost again. Texas A&M, 33-20. The coach's job, yep. Yeah. Might be on the hot seat.
You think?
Bucks beat the Lions 20-16. You also had the Jags losing a tough one to Cleveland 18-13. Bills beat up on the Fish. The Dolphins lost 31-10. And well, that covers most of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, KC won against Cincinnati on some baloney call, and they get to kick a field goal. And although I do like the field goal kicker for KC, Butker.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah. Well, and I had KC in my pool anyway, but you know, you kind of get sick of the same winning over and over again. Then you have to look at Taylor, what's her face?
Yeah, I know. I did see a cute Florida meme, though, regarding football.
Uh-huh.
So when the Gators take on Florida State, it's kind of like a beauty pageant at Walmart. Somebody's going to win,
wow!
But it ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah.
That was kind of cute, though.
About right, yeah.
Whoever came up with it, but,
yeah.
You know, credit.
They drew a good picture in our minds.
They did. It worked.
So here's one. Look, the Trump thing, you're going to hear more and more about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this one. Yeah, I didn't. But apparently, the North Carolina neighbor of this guy said he was a little cuckoo. And a lot of people were afraid of him. And literally, it says that in the New York Post. Wow. Said he was a little cuckoo.
That's honest.
Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, identified the suspect, allegedly pointing an AK-47 assault rifle, former President Trump at his golf course. He was Trump was golfing at the time. That's generally what you do there. And so they got this guy, and he had mounted a GoPro on the fence. And was intent on filming what would have been.
And I wonder who that would have been sent to or platform it would have been put on.
Yeah, I don't know. But Martin County Sheriff William Snyder described the suspect as having a calm demeanor after being apprehended by law enforcement. This is a second assassination attempt on the ex-prez during this election. And you know the deal, he was shot at, and they actually hit him in Pennsylvania. Now, a neighbor of Ryan Wesley Ruth in Greensboro, North Carolina, is speaking out, saying she always thought the alleged gunman next door was a little cuckoo.
Love that.
I mean, I didn't think he would go that far. I knew he was a little cuckoo, but assassinating the president? I mean, he's going to be going away for a long time, the neighbor said. Yeah. The woman who lived next to Ruth for nearly two decades. Is that? But he also has a place in Hawaii. Is that the story? Okay. Claims her former neighbor had a lot of guns and that a lot of people were afraid of him back in the day. They have a lot of guns in a, it's North Carolina. Yeah, it's kind of 50-50 left and right, but come on, for the most part, really more right and guns, not a big deal, so to speak. Anyway, she never imagined that he'd try to assassinate a former president. Him, I mean, sir quoted, him, I mean, trying to shoot Trump, that's a lot. I would have never guessed. And I would have swore up and down, no, that's not him. I just can't believe it. I mean, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I mean, the pictures and stuff and all, then I wouldn't be able to believe it. Which is interesting because she said he's nutty. People were afraid of him. He had a lot of guns.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she used the term, I knew he was a little cuckoo. But then she find it impossible to believe. Look, you know, you get this rhetoric inside your head. It's he's the next Hitler. He's going to be an authoritarian president. There's not going to be any more elections after this. He's going to be a dictator. It's you just keep pounding that into people's minds. And look, we already have that Trump derangement syndrome.
Sure.
It's where normally fairly normal people become completely unhinged. Mm. Not just disagreeing with you.
Oh, no. Over the top.
I mean, yes. It's been excessive. And Trump has, you know, brought this out.
But you know, if you keep telling some people, and again, people aren't all on the same level playing field here, mentality-wise, you keep telling some of these people he's Hitler. They would like to have been the one who stopped Hitler had they known ahead of time what he was going to do. They take on that challenge.
Yes.
When you throw it out there now.
Yeah, I mean, in their minds, they are doing something they perceive to be good or honorable or whatever you want to call it. And that's what they believe. That's scary. What would drive an otherwise just a little wacky.
Or cuckoo.
To become, to the extent to where they could actually take someone's life in cold blood. Hey, there's supposed to be a harvest moon coming in on Tuesday.
Oh.
Really?
I don't know. It felt right.
Your inner wolf coming out. The event is also being called a super moon. So we'll look for that. And the harvest moon, when the moon is so bright that you could actually go out and harvest in the fields.
Wow. And I think there's actually a tie-in of like a partial eclipse that kind of goes along with it. So it's kind of a... We get two for one. You got to love that.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, partial eclipse. Okay. Enjoy. I enjoy the moon a lot of times.
But it's past our bedtime,
on the way to work.
Well, and there are those mornings, and I'll usually come in on those mornings and go, hey, was it like this at your house? Where literally, I step out the front door and just, it's like you've got extra lighting in your front yard. It's just crazy how bright they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is interesting. You're familiar with the what used to be known as the Washington Redskins. Yeah. I still can't get used to, what are they, the Commanders? I'm just now starting to go, oh, yeah. The family of the Blackfeet Indian chief, who was the model for the Redskins logo, the family wants his image returned to the team.
Ooh.
The descendants of John Two Guns Whitecalf not only hope the now renamed Washington Commanders or the NFL itself will return their proud ancestor prominence, but they also want his amazing story preserved and told to a new generation of sports fans. Two Guns Whitecalf's profile was the image of the Redskins used for decades, served as a team mascot from 1972 all the way to 2020. The fans want him back, and we want him back, says Thomas Whitecalf, a great nephew of the Indian chief.
Hmm.
Our ancestor was the most famous and most photographed native in history. So he was even, apparently he was also the face of the Indian head nickel. Yeah. He said, I'm proud of him. The Blackfeet are proud of him.
Hmm.
And, you know, this was a left-wing kind of a movement. It'd be different if Native Americans rose up and said, hey, this is we don't like that.
But a bunch of white people
usually. The image is being used.
Yeah.
But no, we know that's not the case with the Seminoles, for instance. And then I found out here that in a poll that was done, I believe it was over 80% of Native Americans that were polled were fully supportive of that logo staying in place at the time.
These things are always a bunch of white people who want to be offended for someone else.
Yeah.
That just gets irritating.
Yeah, it's like...
Get offended if somebody does something to you. This whole posing and trying to be offended for everybody else, just, it gets old.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Hangman. You're on the air.
Yeah, on your previous issue that you were talking about perception, I came home the other day and I was just uptight and, you know, not having a good day. But anyway, I had two golf carts in front of my house. They're taking pictures of my house because there's a weed growing out of my gutter, and I was really upset about that. So I got on the residence page on the email, and I told them, hey, look, if I see two carts in my driveway doing that again, there's going to be heck to pay.
Uh-oh.
You know, and that was the wrong idea. So the next thing I know, they call one of the my realtor, actually, because I'm selling a house, called my realtor, and she said, oh, yeah, you don't want to mess with him, man. He's retired military. He has guns in the house.
Oh, no.
Next thing I know, oh, yeah.
Oh,
next
no.
thing I know, I got six police vehicles in front of my house. And, you know, it was just not a good scene. It was my fault for saying that. I mean, but still, it was just a perception. So now I'm the Rambo of the community, and, I just couldn't believe it. I said, look, guys, these officers were awesome, man. And I just told them, I wouldn't hurt a flea. My mistake for making that comment, that's just a perception that people get, you know, and all of a sudden they freak out and that's it. So that was my comment.
No, that's things like that happen.
Yeah.
Now, here's two ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really trying to sell your house, I would get the weeds out of the gutters.
Yes.
But the other side of that story is 5 years ago, I was getting a weed out of my gutter and cleaned the gutter.
Yeah.
And then I had a heart attack 2 hours later. So you deal with it however you feel is the best way.
This is why Bob refuses to do anything else now these days. I could have a heart attack again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good excuse. You say it like it's not legit. You say it like I would milk it.
Like milking the chickens for everything it's worth.
Moi?
Yes.
Yours truly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's move along. Okay. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday, and we're making it great on 97.3 The Sky. The baby goat breaks another record. I'll explain.
Mm.
It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Special guest Nanette Holt will be with us from Epoch Times. I have some new stuff to reveal about this wannabe shooter that was going after Trump on the golf course in South Florida over the weekend. So looking forward to that. Who's the baby goat? From the WNBA, Caitlin Clark.
That makes sense.
You've probably heard of her if you've heard of any of the players in the WNBA. Every time she steps on a basketball court, it seems like she breaks a record, and it's true, actually, most of the time.
Amazing.
It was on Sunday, the Fever superstar rookie surpassed Simone Augustus, who had 744 points her rookie year, and already Clark's at, 746?
Wow.
And they needed every one of her points, apparently, to beat Dallas because it was a final 110-109. You know, that's one thing. The WNBA was never that high scoring, especially initially. They just didn't put up the numbers like, you know, the men and the pros. And seems like, wow.
They're getting at it.
They do, yeah.
They are getting at it.
Social media fans were quick to heap praise on her. Good for her. I mean,
it's nice.
I don't know. She does deserve a lot of credit for basically making them and keeping them relevant to some extent, expanding their base of fans.
Oh my goodness, she has brought so much in, I think, attention to them. So they ought to be thrilled with her.
And then locally, GPD, they've got a new chief, and it's not going to be anybody they're unfamiliar with. In fact, he was the assistant the assistant chief, and then the interim chief. And now they've said, yep, let's make this permanent. He's got 30 years of experience. Nelson Moya, congratulations. He assumes the new position effective today.
From my being around them a little bit and people that I talk to within the department, it's a good thing. And seems like a good guy, seems like a good cop. And so we'll hope the commission doesn't mess around with him too much. Let him do his job.
Now, wasn't it not too long ago, in fact, may have been, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, Kamala running around saying how bad tariffs are, that it's going to be like a tax. Tariff is a tax.
Oh, yeah.
Tariff's going to hurt you. Tariff's going to make the prices go up. Tariffs are bad. Tariffs are bad. Did I mention the Biden administration actually boost Trump's tariffs now on China?
Whoops.
Yeah. Again, which way is it, Kamala? President Joe Biden's trade representative, Catherine Tai, announced increased UF tariffs on China, initially imposed by Trump. The tariff increases come even as Vice President Kamala Harris attacks the use of tariffs on the presidential campaign trail. Today's finalized tariff increases will target the harmful policies and practices of the People's Republic of China that continue to impact American workers and businesses. These actions underscore the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to standing up for American workers and businesses in the face of unfair trade practices. Among the trade increases on Chinese imports, 100% tariffs on electric vehicles, 25% tariffs on non-lithium-ion battery parts and lithium-ion batteries, 50% tariffs on semiconductors, 50% tariffs on solar cells, and 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum products. The China tariffs are important, Tai writes, as they helped cut U.S. imports of goods from People's Republic of China and increased imports from alternate sources, including U.S. allies and partners, thereby potentially supporting U.S. supply chain diversification and resilience. Wow.
Interesting.
For years, Trump has said that the U.S. must increase tariffs on China, specifically on China-made cars, including EVs, to prevent a bloodbath.
Oh, can you say that
against
word?
America's auto workers. That's that is the context in which that term was utilized and utilized very, very accurately.
And everybody knows the truth.
Yes. But in the meantime, Harris took to attacking the use of tariffs.
Ruh-roh.
I think it's pretty obvious. She probably has a limited understanding of how the tariffs work. It's either that or she said, you know, hey, I got to find something that we can say, you know, Trump is bad other than just saying Trump is bad. And they're like, good idea.
Yeah, go with that, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to equate it with a national sales tax. That's what she's calling it.
Right.
Let me tell you something. The Democrats don't say anything by accident. As I've said before, it's from the Karl Marx playbook that you call your enemy what you are.
Yep.
You say your enemy's doing what you're doing. That's in the Marxist playbook. So when she says, oh, a tariff is like a national sales tax, Wow. How far of a stretch would it be for the Democrats to try and enact such a thing if they have the power and the numbers to do it?
Oh, yeah.
They would do it.
Yeah.
They absolutely would do it. Yeah. So that's why that's on her mind.
Mm.
Yep. And by the way, there's no such evidence that tariffs increase consumer prices, but she likes these anti-tariff talking points.
Of course.
At the same time, her administration, an administration she's still part of, I think.
Yeah, she's the vice president, by the way, folks. Still.
Just increased tariffs on China. And these tariffs were initially started under Donald J. Trump.
Wow, I had to get her a MAGA hat, like you said, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're trying to make Mondays great. We're just, doing the best we can just to do that. And we're looking forward to having a conversation with Nanette Holt from Epoch Times. Maybe some new info on the wannabe shooter. Details coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday. Let's make it awesome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Real quick to number one, this current Trump potential assassin. This and the previous one both seem to be in BlackRock commercials. So there's got to be a link there. Number two, Kamala Harris's brother-in-law, Tony West, he is dirty. With part of the lawsuit settlement with Volkswagen, he put in that settlement that they had to contribute to the current White House's electric vehicle push. So he's really dirty, and he wants to be in the new administration with Harris. Just thought everybody should know. Have a great day, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The number of Kamala Harris commercials via the NFL pumping money into the Democratic Party. And if equity was a true notion, Donald Trump would have the same amount of commercials. God bless America.
Well, no, they purchased those commercials. So it's not the NFL. I mean, they're allowing him to buy commercial inventory. But no, that's coming out of their, you know, their war chest or whatever, and they're paying for those commercials. You can't, if the NFL censored and said Trump can't advertise, then you'd have an issue.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is anytime I click among YouTube in my normal watching of various videos, I see Babakarama, Nancy's Pelosi, and Kamala Harris begging for money, and it's just so pathetic and pitiful just to see them begging for money. How about Nancy Pelosi just open her wallet and give half her net worth to the Democratic Party platform? I mean, what the heck? All right, thanks, guys.
Next crazy thought, you'll be like, hey, maybe they can contribute to, you know, the tax base since they so believe in higher taxes. But, that ain't never going to happen.
That's not happening.
877-975-9825. Call in now. There's actually a couple of open lines, which is rare. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I'm glad you guys got to see the Reagan movie, and my neighbor's going to be happy to hear that you guys really enjoyed it. So,
What role did he play?
He was only a little cameo in it, and he was involved in the production of the movie, first of all, but he had a song in the movie that he wrote, and he played the part of Reagan's debate guy, the guy that was helping him get ready for the debate with Mondale.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy at the podium, the other podium, and he didn't have a speaking part, but that's what he played. Oh, but cool. Anyway, fun. What's bugging me is that I called you a couple weeks ago about the shooter, the first shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania, that tried to assassinate Trump,
mm-hmm.
and said that we aren't hearing anything about him. And I said, if that had been a Democrat, that's all you'd be still here. They have interviews with neighbors and everybody else constantly trying to let us know who he was and, you know, why he. But this Crooks guy, from what I understand, the government took his body. I haven't heard anyone talking about it, and cremated him right away. And he had three accounts overseas that were encrypted,
right.
Message accounts in other countries. And now we got another guy 2 months later trying to kill him. And, you know, are we going to find anything else about this? The guy was anti-Ukraine. Trump wants to stop the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me how they're covering up that first assassination attempt. And now we've already got another one. They're trying to take Trump out before the election. They're going to stop at nothing before they, to try to do it.
I mean, look, just out of like embarrassment, you would think that the Secret Service would like, hey, we're going to double up. We're going to triple up. I mean, this guy obviously is a target. It obviously wasn't a one off. Now, you would think that after that disaster in Butler, Pennsylvania, just out of sheer embarrassment, they would cover their bases and then some when it comes to Trump. But that doesn't appear to be the case. And I'm with you. We didn't know very much about this guy Crooks. What about those overseas connections? Anybody bother to look any deeper into them? And you get rid of the body right away and you're like washing down the roof within 24 hours?
It was crazy.
That. You're so concerned about the roof now.
Yeah.
What the heck? Nobody wanted to get on the roof. We weren't even asking you to hose it down at that point. Just stand on the roof. But nobody could get that done. Yeah, it is. It's hard to have confidence. Yeah. Hard to have confidence. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. The language of vitriol that's often placed upon that mantle that's placed upon Donald Trump is really the left. I mean, Donald Trump said it best at the debate. He said all of that violent language is animating people to have actions against him, and I think it's despicable, and they don't take ownership of their actions, and the media doesn't hold the left to account, and that's what's really troubling me.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to change. I mean, it's absolutely correct, and the Democrats have taken a playbook literally out of the Karl Marx playbook, is you call your enemy what you are. You say your enemy's doing things that you are actually doing. That's from Karl Marx. And so, that's why Kamala knew when Trump referred to her as a Marxist and her father.
Oh, man.
She could try to deny it, but she didn't.
Just kind of laughed, raised her arms like, oh, that's so silly. But he really did write the book, people. Come on. Literally, not a phrase.
Call me crazy, but I would like a president that I think actually loves America?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I do.
That's radical.
I know. These days, it actually is, I guess.
It is.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we are going to have our friend Nanette Holt from Epic Times joining us, and she might have some brand new information that others don't have or they're not sharing yet about the shooter. Details on the way in about 35 minutes. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show.
Greg Cassidy is here. 7:34, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You've got your top story, the attempt on former President Trump on a golf course in South Florida over the weekend. We're going to dig a little further into that. Gators lost again. Texas A&M, 33-20. The coach's job, yeah, might be on the hot seat.
You think?
Bucks beat the Lions, 20-16. You also had the Jags losing a tough one to Cleveland, 18-13. Bills beat up on the Fish. The Dolphins lost 31-10. And, well, that covers most of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, KC won against Cincinnati on some baloney call, and they get to kick a field goal. And although I do like the field goal kicker for KC, Butker.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah. Well, and I had KC in my pool anyway, but, you know, you kind of get...
Yeah,
kind of get sick of the same winning over and over again. Then you have to look at Taylor What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, I know. I did see a cute Florida meme, though, regarding football.
Uh-huh.
So when the Gators take on Florida State, it's kind of like a beauty pageant at Walmart. Somebody's going to win,
wow,
but it ain't going to be pretty.
Ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah. That was kind of cute, though.
All right, yeah.
Whoever came up with it. But,
yeah.
You know, credit.
They drew a good picture in our minds.
They did. It worked.
So here's one. Look, the Trump thing, you're going to hear more and more about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this one. Yeah, I didn't. But apparently, the North Carolina neighbor of this guy said he was a little cuckoo. And a lot of people were afraid of him. And literally, it says that in the New York Post. Wow. Said he was a little cuckoo.
That's honest.
Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, identified the suspect, allegedly pointing an AK-47 assault rifle, former President Trump at his golf course. He was Trump, of course, Trump was golfing at the time. That's generally what you do there. And so they got this guy, and he had mounted a GoPro on the fence and was intent on filming what would have been.
And I wonder who that would have been sent to or platform it would have been put on.
Yeah, I don't know. But Martin County Sheriff William Snyder described the suspect as having a calm demeanor after being apprehended by law enforcement. This is a second assassination attempt on the ex-prez during this election. And you know the deal, he was shot at, and they actually hit him in Pennsylvania. Now, a neighbor of Ryan Wesley Ruth in Greensboro, North Carolina, is speaking out, saying she always thought the alleged gunman next door was a little cuckoo.
Love that.
I mean, I didn't think he would go that far. I knew he was a little cuckoo, but assassinating the president? I mean, he's going to be going away for a long time, the neighbor said.
Yeah.
The woman who lived next to Ruth for nearly two decades... Is that? But he also has a place in Hawaii. Is that the story? Okay. Claims her former neighbor had a lot of guns and that a lot of people were afraid of him back in the day. To have a lot of guns in it's North Carolina. Yeah, it's kind of 50-50 left and right. But come on, for the most part, really more right and guns, not a big deal, so to speak. Anyway, she never imagined that he'd try to assassinate a former president. Trying to shoot Trump, that's a lot. I would have never guessed. And I would have swore up and down, no, that's not him. I just can't believe it. I mean, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I mean, the pictures and stuff and all, then I wouldn't be able to believe it. Which is interesting because she said he's nutty. People were afraid of him. He had a lot of guns.
Yeah.
And... I mean, she used the term, I knew he was a little cuckoo. But then she find it impossible to believe. Look, you know, you get this rhetoric inside your head. He's the next Hitler. He's going to be an authoritarian president. There's not going to be any more elections after this. He's going to be a dictator. It's
uh-huh.
You just keep pounding that into people's minds. And look, we already have that Trump derangement syndrome.
Sure.
It's where normally fairly normal people become completely unhinged. Mm. Not just
not just disagreeing with you.
Oh, no, over the top.
I mean, yes, it's always, it's been excessive. And Trump has, you know, brought this out.
But you know, if you keep telling some people, and again, people aren't all on the same level playing field here, mentality-wise, you keep telling some of these people he's Hitler. They would like to have been the one who stopped Hitler had they known ahead of time what he was going to do. They take on that challenge.
Yes.
When you throw it out there enough.
Yeah. I mean, in their minds, they are doing something they perceive to be good or honorable or whatever you want to call it. And that's what they believe. That's scary. What would drive an otherwise just a little wacky.
Or cuckoo.
To become, to the extent to where they could actually take someone's life in cold blood. Hey, there's supposed to be a harvest moon coming in on Tuesday.
Oh,
really?
I don't know. It felt right.
Your inner wolf coming out. The event is also being called a super moon. So we'll look for that. And the harvest moon, when the moon is so bright that you could actually go out and harvest in the fields.
Wow. And I think there's actually a tie-in of like a partial eclipse that kind of goes along with it. So it's kind of we get two for one. You got to love that.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So partial eclipse. Okay. Enjoy. I enjoy the moon a lot of times.
But it's past our bedtime.
On the way to work.
Well, and there are those mornings that I'll usually come in on those mornings and go, hey, was it like this at your house? Where literally I step out the front door and just, it's like you've got extra lighting in your front yard. It's just crazy how bright they are.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is interesting. You're familiar with what used to be known as the Washington Redskins. Yeah. I still can't get used to, what are they, the Commanders? It's just, I'm just now starting to go, oh, yeah. The family of the Blackfeet Indian chief, who was the model for the Redskins logo, the family wants his image returned to the team.
Ooh.
The descendants of John Two Guns Whitecalf not only hope the now renamed Washington Commanders or the NFL itself will return their proud ancestor prominence, but they also want his amazing story preserved and told to a new generation of sports fans. Two Guns Whitecalf's profile was the image of the Redskins used for decades, served as a team mascot from 1972 all the way to 2020. The fans want him back, and we want him back, says Thomas Whitecalf, a great nephew of the Indian chief. Our ancestor was the most famous and most photographed native in history. So he was even, apparently he was also the face of the Indian head nickel. Yeah. He said, I'm proud of him. The Blackfeet are proud of him. And, you know, this was a left-wing kind of a movement. It'd be different if Native Americans rose up and said, hey, this is, we don't like that.
But a bunch of white people
usually. The image is being used.
Yeah.
But no, we know that's not the case with the Seminoles, for instance. And then I found out here that in a poll that was done, I believe it was over 80%, of Native Americans that were polled were fully supportive of that logo staying in place at the time.
These things are always a bunch of white people who want to be offended for someone else.
Yeah.
That just gets irritating.
Yeah, it's like,
get offended if somebody does something to you. This whole posing and trying to be offended for everybody else, just, it gets old.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Hangman. You're on the air.
Yeah, on your previous issue that you were talking about, perception. I came home the other day and I was just uptight and, you know, not having a good day. But anyway, I had two golf carts in front of my house. They're taking pictures of my house because there's a weed growing out of my gutter. And I was really upset about that. So I got on the residence page on the email and I told them, hey, look, if I see two carts in my driveway doing that again, there's going to be heck to pay.
Uh-oh.
You know, and that was the wrong idea. So the next thing I know, they call one of the, my realtor, actually, because I'm selling the house, called my realtor and she, oh yeah, you don't want to mess with him, man. He's retired military. He has guns in the house.
Oh, no.
Next thing I know, I got six police vehicles in front of my house. And, you know, it was just not a good scene. It was my fault for saying that. I mean, but still, it was just a perception. So now I'm the Rambo of the community. And, I just couldn't believe it. I said, look, guys, these officers were awesome, man. And I just told them, I wouldn't hurt a flea. My mistake for making that comment, that's just a perception that people get. You know, and all of a sudden they freak out, and that's it. So that was my
comment. No, that's things like that happen.
Yeah.
Now, here's two ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really trying to sell your house, I would get the weeds out of the gutters.
Yes.
But the other side of that story is 5 years ago, I was getting a weed out of my gutter and cleaned the gutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a heart attack 2 hours later. So you deal with it however you feel is the best way.
This is why Bob refuses to do anything else now these days. I could have a heart attack again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good excuse. You say it like it's not legit. You say it like I would milk it.
Like milking the chickens for everything it's worth.
Moi?
Yes.
Yours truly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's move along. Okay. 7:45. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday, and we're making it great on 97.3 The Sky. The baby goat breaks another record. I'll explain. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy here. Special guest Nanette Holt will be with us from Epoch Times. I have some new stuff to reveal about this wannabe shooter that was going after Trump on the golf course in South Florida over the weekend. So looking forward to that. Who's the baby goat? From the WNBA, Caitlin Clark.
You've
probably heard of her if you've heard of any of the players in the WNBA. Every time she steps on a basketball court, it seems like she breaks a record, and it's true, actually, most of the time.
Amazing.
It was on Sunday, the Fever's superstar rookie surpassed Simone Augustus, who had 744 points her rookie year. And already Clark's at, 746?
Wow.
And they needed every one of her points, apparently, to beat Dallas because it was a final 110-109. You know, that's one thing, the WNBA was never that high scoring, especially initially. They just didn't put up the numbers like, you know, the men and the pros, and seems like, wow.
They're getting at it.
They do, yeah.
They are getting at it.
Social media fans were quick to heap praise on her. Good for her. I mean,
it's nice.
I don't know. She does deserve a lot of credit for basically making them and keeping them relevant to some extent, expanding their base of fans.
Oh my goodness, she has brought so much in, I think, attention to him. So they ought to be thrilled with her.
And then locally, GPD, they've got a new chief, and it's not going to be anybody they're unfamiliar with. In fact, he was the assistant the assistant chief, and then the interim chief. And now they've said, yep, let's make this permanent. He's got 30 years of experience. Nelson Moya, congratulations. He assumes the new position effective today.
From my being around them a little bit and people that I talk to within the department, it's a good thing. And seems like a good guy. Seems like a good cop. And so we'll hope the commission doesn't mess around with him too much. Let him do his job.
Now, wasn't it not too long ago, in fact, may have been, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, Kamala running around saying how bad tariffs are, that it's going to be like a tax. Tariff is a tax.
Oh, yeah.
Tariff's going to hurt you. Tariff's going to make the prices go up. Tariffs are bad. Tariffs are bad. Did I mention the Biden administration actually boost Trump's tariffs now on China?
Whoops.
Yeah. Again, which way is it, Kamala? President Joe Biden's trade representative, Catherine Tai, announced increased UF tariffs on China, initially imposed by Trump. The tariff increases come even as Vice President Kamala Harris attacks the use of tariffs on the presidential campaign trail. Today's finalized tariff increases will target the harmful policies and practices of the People's Republic of China that continue to impact American workers and businesses. These actions underscore the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to standing up for American workers and businesses in the face of unfair trade practices.
Among the trade increases on Chinese imports, 100% tariffs on electric vehicles, 25% tariffs on non-lithium ion battery parts and lithium ion batteries, 50% tariffs on semiconductors, 50% tariffs on solar cells, and 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum products. The China tariffs are important, Ty writes, as they helped cut U.S. imports of goods from People's Republic of China and increased imports from alternate sources, including U.S. allies and partners, thereby potentially supporting U.S. supply chain diversification and resilience. Wow.
Interesting.
For years, Trump has said that the U.S. must increase tariffs on China, specifically on China-made cars, including EVs, to prevent a bloodbath.
Oh, can you say that
against
word?
America's auto goodness. Workers. That's that is the context in which that term was utilized and utilized very, very accurately.
And everybody knows the truth.
Yes. But in the meantime, Harris took to attacking the use of tariffs.
Ruh-roh.
I think it's pretty obvious. She probably has a limited understanding of how the tariffs work. It's either that or she said, you know, hey, I got to find something that we can say, you know, Trump is bad other than just saying Trump is bad. And they're like, good idea.
Yeah, go with that, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to equate it with a national sales tax. That's what she's calling it.
Right.
Let me tell you something. The Democrats don't say anything by accident. As I've said before, it's from the Karl Marx playbook that you call your enemy what you are.
Yep.
You say your enemy's doing what you're doing. That's in the Marxist playbook. So when she says, oh, a tariff is like a national sales tax, wow, how far of a stretch would it be for the Democrats to try and enact such a thing if they have the power and the numbers to do it?
Oh, yeah.
They would do it.
Yeah.
They absolutely would do it. Yeah. So that's why that's on her mind. Yep. And by the way, there's no such evidence that tariffs increase consumer prices, but she likes these anti-tariff talking points.
Of course.
At the same time, her administration, an administration she's still part of, I think.
Oh, yeah, she's the vice president, by the way, folks. Still.
Just increased tariffs on China, and these tariffs were initially started under Donald J. Trump.
Wow, I had to get her a MAGA hat, like you said, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're trying to make Mondays great. We're just, doing the best we can just to do that. And we're looking forward to having a conversation with Nanette Holt from Epic Times. Maybe some new info on the wannabe shooter. Details coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.